Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much, Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited about telling you that Joel Barker is our guest this half hour, and I want to say this. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me get him in here first because I want to say this right in front of him. Joel Barker is the author of a book called Future Edge, which came out later as a book called Paradigm. Many of you will remember seeing that. Many of you, like myself, may have even seen the video of that. He's not just a technology expert as well. He's also an expert on the future of technology, and he and a guy named Scott Erickson have written a new book called Five Regions of the Future, Preparing Your Business for Tomorrow's Technology Revolutions. Joel Barker, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
I don't want to embarrass you too much, but I do have a little warm fuzzy for you, I think. Folks, in the 1980s, I read a number of books, but there were four books in the 1980s that really kind of changed my way of thinking. What it did, basically, those four books, was to get me from the 20th century to think, while I was in the 20th century, to start thinking about the 21st century. And the first one was Megatrends. The second one was The Road Less Traveled. By the Megatrends by John Naisbitt. The first second was The Road Less Traveled by Scott Peck, which we've gotten to know before he died. The third one was a little bit different, Jonathan Livingston Seagull by Richard Bach. And the fourth one was Megatrends by our new friend Joel Barker. And Joel, I want to thank you for being one of the people who really, I think, did as much as anybody to help me realize that things were different in the future, going to be different in the future, and they were going to be different real soon.
Well, thank you, Jim. But we should make sure you said Megatrends twice. We should say Future Edge or Paradigms was the title of my book at the end.
Right.
So with Naisbitt at the beginning, and actually, your set is a fascinating set because John Naisbitt dealt with the scope of what was happening in the future, and Scott Peck dealt with the character and the essence
yes.
of the future. And Jonathan Livingston Seagull dealt with aspirations in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And my book dealt with how to look at the future in a new way so that you could, in fact, see opportunities that you couldn't have seen otherwise.
Right. Yeah, exactly. If I said Megatrends, I didn't mean to. I meant Paradigms, which I'd said earlier in the show. Paradigms, which is the paperback version, which is how I saw it first. The hardback was called Future Edge, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And then you had a video called The Business of Paradigms.
Yes, and that has been translated into 19 languages and seen by, as near as we can calculate, more than 100 million people around the world.
And it was a bestseller across the galaxy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Just an incredible book. And if you get a chance to get, and even if you don't have time to read the book, find that video, ladies and gentlemen, and watch it. It will change your life. Joel, there's so many things in your new book that I want to talk about, and I hope this won't be the only day you'll visit with us. And there's so many places I wanted to start, but I want to read a passage from your book, and then I want you to help us understand what you call the five regions of the future.
Sure.
Here's the passage, folks, from this book. Since the world's economy is substantially shaped by the design and application of technologies, we cannot be clear about our economic direction unless we're clear about our technological direction. Is that a good passage just to begin our discussion with, Joel?
Yeah, it really is, because that's the heart and soul of the book, which says it's time for us to really recognize and appreciate how powerful our technology is in shaping the way our future unfolds.
Well, it is, and my audience knows that I talk about technology all the time when I speak to groups across the country. I talk about technology all the time. I tell small business owners that technology is the key to their success in the future. But we have to learn how to harness it. And I think we need to apply this thought of yours to our own businesses, that we can't decide what the future of our business is until we decide how technology will impact that business.
Well, and it's really true. Plus, your audience, which is small business, What our book does is give them a sense of how they can start new businesses based on these various regions of the future. Would you like me to do just a quick overview of
each? Please do.
Because I think they will give us.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on to that thought, because I tell you what, we're going to a break in just a few seconds, and I don't want to have to stop you. I want you to be able to start that from the beginning. But folks, let me say this. Let me identify the five regions as we go to the break that you'll find in the book here. One of them is Supertech. The other one is Limits Tech, which I can't wait to hear him tell you about that. Another one is Local Tech, and then there's Nature Tech. And then there's human tech. And so we're going to talk about that when we get back right after these messages with our new friend and really someone that I've considered to be an old friend of mine for a long time, Joel Barker, the author of Future Edge. And the new book is called Five Regions of the Future. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 22.
Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see, but don't ask me why. Tell me the truth.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I don't want to waste any more time than I have to because I want to make sure we get Joel Barker back in here, folks. He's got some very important things to tell you, and I really hope that we do a good job and that he likes us enough to come back because he's got a lot of things he can teach us. Joel, I want to, by the way, folks, Joel's new book, who's co-authored this along with Scott Erickson, is the Five Regions, or I should say Five Regions of the Future. And I want to read another little passage that'll set you up for where you were going a minute ago. It's clear that technology has made a significant impact on modern business and society. But what is not clear is a way to understand the impact technology has on creating the future. Joel, that's the world you live in, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's, my work in paradigms really prepared for this book because this book is actually about five different paradigms of the future. We call them regions because they act in a very interesting way. What Scott and I discovered was what we call technological ecosystems. And each of these regions acts like an ecosystem, except instead of living things interacting, it's technology interacting with one another. So, excuse me. I'll give you just a quick thumbnail for each one of them. Then we can talk about each of these in terms of what they mean for small businesses around the world. The first region you said is super tech, and the two thumbnail pieces you have to remember is super technology is all about creating super abundance for everyone in the world, and number two, that it is done by walking away from Mother Nature and creating artificial solutions for our problems. That is, man-made stuff is better than nature-made stuff.
Synthesizing solutions.
Yeah. Now, Max Schultz, who was just on there talking about energy, he was a super techer.
Right.
So he was talking about super abundance. Remember, he said there's billions of barrels out there.
Right.
There's, that's a super techer is always looking for more and more of everything. Limits techers are all about efficiency. When they hear the energy discussion, they say, jeepers, we don't need more energy. We just need to use what we have more efficiently. And Amory Lovins, who's one of the great spokespersons for Limits Tech, will tell you that the United States of America could run on 70% electricity than we're running on right now and actually have a better lifestyle.
Hmm.
Well, if you cut your use by 70%, you can imagine what that does to the bottom line
right.
for any business, for any home. And he says we don't have to drill another oil well for the rest of our lives.
Wow.
So.
But I will say, Joel, if I can stop you for a second,
sure.
Whenever I've asked our economists why, with the price of oil so high, why is the economy not slowing down, what they've reminded us about is that over the last 30 years, we use less oil. We've gotten more efficient with regard to petroleum in terms of each dollar of GDP than we were 30 years ago. And so I guess what I would say is we may not like where we are, but we got to like the trend. What do you think?
Well, and the trend was actually towards Limits Tech.
Mm-hmm.
The Limits Tech was actually triggered by that first oil catastrophe in the 70s.
Right, in the 70s, right.
So that's what actually started that ecosystem. Third ecosystem is Local Tech, and it's about scale, and this is especially important for your small business folks because the local techers say you do not need a gigantic business or a gigantic company or a gigantic industry to solve all the problems we have. In fact, you can solve them much more thoughtfully and actually much better for the world around you with many small companies, small enterprises doing the tasks rather than one large one.
Which is what's happening even as we speak.
Yeah, and
thank goodness
around the world.
55% of the innovations in America are created by small businesses.
And just think of what you just said. Half, and yet I will bet if you look at the dollars invested, they're far less than 55% of research dollars invested.
No question, because it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Yes, it is. Now, the
that's Blasingame's first law of small business, by the way.
That's a good one. Well, fourth region is nature tech, and this is one that's coming out of the whole DNA biotech revolution, but it's different than that. Because the basic message of nature tech, and again, this is an opportunity for small business, is that Mother Nature has solved all our problems naturally. Our job is to go out and find them. So notice you start off with the assumption, oh, Mother Nature's probably done that. For instance, we now know Mother Nature makes plastic. It's biodegradable plastic.
Hmm.
But until we went looking for a natural plastic, we assumed that was super tech. Had to be artificially created. Not so. Mother Nature knows how to, and we can mimic her plastic. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that we can mimic, too. And that's what nature tech is about, finding these things, and then in partnership with nature, applying them to our problems. And the last region is human tech, and it's just about you and me, Jim. It's what we were born with. It's what God endowed us with. It's these capacities that we're only beginning to discover. And, of course, one of the most controversial ones is stem cells.
Right.
Profound technology that every human being on the planet has inside them. We didn't know we had these cells that could just become anything hidden inside our bodies. You know, what are the implications long term for human health now that we know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, is that sort of coming full circle back around to some of the original healing that we had?
Well, it would now look that way because what a placebo is. You take a
mm-hmm.
sugar pill.
Right.
Well, it turns out placebos are effective 35% of the time. Something's wrong here, Jim.
Well, I know people think I've said this on the show before, Joel, and I know people think I'm a whack job. When of course they probably already think that anyway. But when I say this, but I actually believe that I have the ability to resist being sick because I refuse to be sick. And I know that sounds silly, but I literally just refuse to get sick.
I'll give you a coordinate thing. When I was school teacher, I never missed a day of school. I never got sick during the school term. I always got sick either on vacations or summer vacations, but I never got sick during.
Well, I don't get sick at all, thank God. I'm maybe that's just good protoplasm, I don't know. But
yep.
Hey, folks, when we come back, I've got to ask, this is something I've wanted to ask Joel Barker for almost 20 years. Is it hard living in the future? And we're going to ask him about that right when we come back after these messages. It's Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Joel Barker is our guest. He's the co-author of Five Regions of the Future. Stay with us.
One more thing.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure. I'm excited about Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, being here, as I said, and I wanted you to know that off the air, he's agreed to come back as often as we ask him, and Joel, I want to thank you for that. You've got so much to teach us. I want you to help me get small businesses out of the 20th century into the 21st century, and believe it or not, and it's not just small businesses, Joel. You meet them every day, people who still are stuck in the 20th century. They don't realize they're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
And that's a perfect analogy. We're not in Kansas anymore, and yet people want, you know, it's the natural tendency. You spend most of your life in the 20th century. You learned your paradigms in the 21st
right.
20th
yep.
century. It's a trick getting into the 21st.
Another thing I want you to do one of these days is come back and let's just talk about paradigms.
Yes,
I know that's right. I know that's an older book, but I'll tell you what, it's it irritates me when people today, Joel, when I use the word paradigm, and I do it all the time,
yep.
and I always say that Joel Barker taught me about paradigms.
Yep.
Whenever I do that, I hear people say, "Oh, that's such a trite and arcane word, such an overused word." I say, "Let me tell you something. It's if it's overused, there's a reason it's overused. It's right. it's a good word."
I asked Peter Drucker once how he, because we were talking about the same situation, because he had the word management on him. And I said, how did you feel when people said, well, that's such a cliche? He said, it's not a cliche, it's a classic.
Exactly. That's what I tell my children when they tell me I'm old. I tell them, I'm not old, I'm classic. Hey, Joel, here's something I've wanted to ask you for a long time. Now, I interview a lot of really smart people, and you're obviously a highly intelligent individual, but you're different from most of my guests, my really smart people, because most of them live in the here and now. You spend a lot of your world in the future. Is it hard living in the future? When you see things happening, most of us look at it and we say, oh, that's what's happening. And you look at it and you say, where's that going to take us?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, Jim, that's the two big questions I ask. One is, what's happening 5 to 10 years from now that I can spot now and alert my, you know, my clients to? But number two, and what are the long-term implications of this change?
Mm-hmm.
And my big thrust, I started a thing called the Institute for Strategic Exploration a year ago. And the goal of that institute is to teach people how to explore the future before they live it. You know, and that's mm-hmm. the problem is it's a skill we've got to get good at, because otherwise we live with unintended consequences, right?
Right, exactly. But before we go any further, I want to sell some of your books, folks. Joel, folks, I encourage you to find this book, Five Regions of the Future. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, nobody gets on this show if I don't feel that that whatever they have to sell is worthy of your time and money. Trust me on this one. This book is, and it goes to the head of our list, Five Regions of the Future by Joel Barker and Scott Erickson. Tell us where it's available and give us your website as well, Joel, please.
Amazon's got it, of course. Barnes & Noble, Borders. The thing that's interesting is it says preparing your business for tomorrow's technology revolution, but they put it in the science and technology section. But if you go on and ask them, they'll have it.
What are you going to? I don't know what to do about these bookstores. I don't know. Hey, Joel, what if I? You know, and thank you for my autograph copy. What if my audience wanted an autograph copy? How would they do that?
Oh boy, I suppose they would call up my office and.
Could they go to your website and ask for it?
Yeah, they could do that. And what I say to people, if they actually want me to autograph a book, they have to send me the book in a stamped return envelope how they want it signed. And then I'll sign it. I'll be happy.
All right. Well, I make my brain trust members work a little bit extra hard because we got a community here, and we you know these people are going to want your signature. But folks, give us the website, Joel.
The one that they should probably go to is fiveregionsofthefuture.com, www.fiveregionsofthefuture.com. And the reason that's important, Jim, is because my co-author and I are putting in the latest of the new Five Regions technology. So, of course, a book grows obsolete in its content. And so we said, nope, you come here, and it's got a whole bunch of its categories by entry, categories by region.
Right.
So if you said you're interested in energy, you just type in energy, and it'll pull out all the stuff on energy. And it's also, we have ratings on stuff, too. What's the most important implication in here? You could just simply say, show me all the fives.
Right.
And so they can chase up and down to see what is happening in the world.
And that's at fiveregionsofthefuture.com?
Yes.
All right, so check that out, folks. That's the book. Joel, thank you for being here. I've really enjoyed having you here. There's never enough time, but the good news is that you've been invited back and you've accepted, and I'm looking forward. I want you to come back. The next time you come back, let's take each one of your five techno-ecologies that you call them, technicologies you call them. Let's take each one of those five and apply them to small businesses. And
love to do that.
We'll do a series on that, and then we're also going to talk about paradigms all by themselves one of these days. Joel, thank you for being here. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you, Jim.
And we'll see you next time. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, and as you know, this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.